I'm Ross Terrell, and this is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly look at arts and culture in Mid-Missouri. There are more than 795 million people hungry globally, according to the Global Food Security Index. Hunger U is trying to change that. Its large tour bus treks from campus to campus, getting college students involved in the fight to stop hunger. KBIA's Emma Nicholas has this.
Hi, how are you? You take our quiz on hunger, we'll donate a meal on your behalf.
Thank you.
Hunger U's huge blue and black trailer has visited more than 65 college campuses across the U.S. since its mission first started 3 years ago. This year will be the group's seventh tour and first time visiting the Midwest. After setting up on a campus, the group spends the next 2 days trying to reach as many people as possible. Its main effort comes in the form of a five-question quiz, which reveals facts about worldwide hunger. Once the quiz is completed, Hunger U donates a meal to a local organization, like Tiger Food Pantry at MU, in the name of the participant. The Farm Journal Foundation, the nonprofit behind the tour, funds these meals, while Hunger U's primary goal is to provide students with ways to get involved specific to their campus. First-time crew member Brianna Marshall says it all depends on students' responsiveness.
It's ideal to have people who are super engaged just because we have our food index and things on our iPads that we can pull up and we can start a conversation with them, but it's also a great first step if someone just takes the challenge and is able to donate a meal.
But Marshall said the ideal response does not always happen, especially on a busy college campus.
It's all about timing, and some people will come back and say, oh, sorry, like didn't mean to kind of brush you off earlier, but like I'm free now, so you just kind of have to be understanding of that.
They travel in a crew of four members that are chosen from an application process that sometimes receives upwards of 100 applicants per tour. The current crew is made up of people from all over the U.S. Fiona Coleman initially graduated with a sports medicine degree from Merrimack College, but following graduation, she traveled the world working for Stay On Organic Farms. Coleman says she used what she learned about nutrition from her degree and began applying it to food security.
I feel like I kind of found myself through just kind of giving up to expectations and just going for what I was passionate about.
Her next adventure following the Hunger U tour will be working as a food security specialist for the Peace Corps in Zambia. The Hunger U experience has helped many crew members find their next step, and tour manager Mallory Weber said they hope to do this for all the students they meet.
The amount of students that want to do something, they want to be involved, just don't really know how or where to start, and we're able to find a way to connect them with any kind of way to get involved, whatever capacity they're able to do so.
Weber said the Farm Journal Foundation aims for it to reach younger generations in hopes that increased awareness will get students more involved on their campus.
Hunger is an issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, and it's definitely not going to go away without a fight and without everybody involved in it. And I think a lot of it just came from the fact that we need to start doing something. And a big part of Hunger U is reaching out to millennials.
This is Weber's second tour, and she said she's already beginning plans for the next one. Weber said she is hoping for the West Coast. Hunger U will hit the road again next spring. KBIA News, Emma Nicholas.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Ross Terrell. Thanks for listening.